Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you guys. This is Minister Christopher Austin with Revelation of Truth. Happy Monday. Happy Easter Monday to everybody. This morning, we are going to play some songs, inspiration for Easter. And we are thank you guys for tuning in with me on this morning. Well, this afternoon. Well, this evening. Sorry. We wanted to talk about a little bit about how can you mend a broken somebody that broken, somebody that's been in a bad relationship. How can you mend that person back to good health again? Well, good healthy relationship again, must I say. But again, happy Easter Monday to you guys. I hope you had a good Easter yesterday, and I hope all your Easter was a blessed Easter. And on the back of our program on Sunday, it said, Easter come once a year. How many times do you come to church? I hope you just don't come to church only on Easter, but every Sunday, every other Sunday, besides Easter and Christmas and Thanksgiving and 4th of July and New Year's program. Those are the only times you see a packed house in the church. Again, we are going to play some music, some inspiration music. Again, we want to talk about how can you mend a broken heart. The call-in number is 929-477-2328, and we are going to listen to Bishop Carlton and Bishop Paul Martin at first, and then we will go from there. And I hope you guys have a blessed week. Remember, on Thursday, 11 o'clock a.m., I will be back on the radio, be back on the air again Thursday, 11 o'clock a.m. And I want to thank you guys for coming out to Friday, 12 o'clock noon there, 12 o'clock noon for the last 7 words and supporting me there. Just continue to lift me up in your prayers and everything. I will be glad and appreciate it that you lift me up in your prayers and pray for me. P-R-A-Y, not P-R-E-Y now. P-R-A-Y, not P-R-E-Y. Until again, I will be back in a few minutes. Again, stay blessed in the Lord. Amen.
You know, I'm looking at Bishop Paul Martin. He's up here tonight, founder and presiding bishop of the Full Gospel Baptist Fellowship. I can't sing this like Bishop Martin, but it goes something like this. If you know it, sing it.
Father, I stretch.
Come on.
My hand to thee.
Come on.
No.
Bishop, you can do it better than I can.
I stretch my hand to thee. No.
Thank you. If it feels good to you, go ahead and rock like this. Hey! Check it out.
Every man falls down. Everyone needs grace. Your love is enough now. By your name we say,
hey,
you look beyond our own. Thought it's what we need. We are alive now, now. By your name we're free. You got up so I could get up again. Now I'm up again with you. You got up, hey, I could get up again.
Say you got up so I can get up again. You got up, lift it up.
You got up so I can get up again.
No longer bound by my sin and my shame. You got
up. You got up so I can get up again.
I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful that you got. Words.
Even though I gave out, it seems like someone the sorrows that I bear. And when I turn to my friends, it seems like no one cares. Now I got weak, but Lord, you made me strong. I can't ride on praying. It wasn't long. It's been a long, long, oh Lord, it's been your hand. Oh Lord, it's been right there.
You guys for tuning in and listening to Easter Monday song of inspiration. We would like to thank you guys, and I think on Thursday at 11 o'clock we are going to talk about a subject about hearts and broken hearts, and you know, we'll talk about broken hearts and how can you mend a broken heart back together again. Jesus said in his word that John 3:16 states that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So he said so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. We're going to talk more about broken and mending hearts, because I think that we need to work on our hearts and minds to focus to want to serve God, because I don't think we can serve God with a mended and broken heart and going through these ups and downs with our personal lives and seeing that we got a lot of stuff going on, building up, but and we try to talk it over to Jesus, but it seems like Jesus is not listening to our answer. to our prayers, to listening to us. But we got to realize that God is still yet there in the midst of the situation, and we got to realize that whatever we go into, we're going to put it in the master hand. We're going to listen to two more songs. Thanks again for tuning in with me on Monday. Thursday, I look forward to talking about mending broken hearts and what the Bible said about a broken heart. Until then, stay blessed. Remember, God still loves you. God loves you, and I do too. There's nothing you can do about it. Until Thursday morning, we'll see you again Thursday morning at 11 o'clock.
Hey, let me hear you say, oh, 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 let me hear you say, oh, 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 oh. It's been a real hard couple of months, you had enough, but it's been hard for everyone, you're not alone, you've been hurting way too long, let it go and just move on. Make your way down to the altar, hand it over and leave it there. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright. So everything that you've been worried about, you need him to work it out. He'll work it out, yeah. All of your burdens.
Gonna
get an answer to your prayer if you
lean on the altar.
much different from that man, and this is the end. I can't keep doubting myself now.